Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Todell. And we have two guests in the studio who have been with us for the first hour as well. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a very, very interesting first hour. We discussed inflammation and what you can do about it. And by the way, if you want to listen to that first hour, if you missed it, you can go to our website, www.wilner.com, and if you click on the radio link, you'll be able to, you can listen live if you do it right now, or later, probably tomorrow, you'll be able to listen to the entire show if you happen to miss it. That's wilner.com, and you click on the link for radio. Okay, so our guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghockey and Jack Chalam, they're here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. We have to thank Solgar. And yesterday we had that wonderful symposium at the Flat Hotel. You had about 125 of you filled up the room and came and listened to Dr. Ron Hunninghockey and Jack Chalam. And we had Bob Barry from Konica. We had Dr. Felicia Stoller. Don and I did a little bit of a presentation. And I'm missing somebody.
Mitch.
Oh, yeah. Mitch. Oh, how could I miss Mitch? Mitch Coven, the owner of Vitality Works. And we spoke about liquid herbal products and herbs in general. Everybody, you know, I got such nice feedback from everybody about how nice the presenters were. And two of those presenters, Dr. Ron Hunninghockey, Jack Chalam, they're right here in the studio. So thank you guys for an excellent presentation.
Hey, it was good to be with you, and hope to come back next year.
Yeah, I know. So Dana Torello, who pretty much ran the show for Solgar, you know, said, gee, she wants to do this in the fall. So it's a lot of work. But yeah. If we can't do it in the fall, we're sure as shooting going to do it next spring.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the phones and say hello to Jack from Hamilton, New Jersey. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how is everyone? I'm calling on behalf of my mother, who has been a type 1 diabetic for most of her adult life, takes plenty of insulin shots, and, you know, typical, she's 77, her blood sugar, you know, jumps around, you know, not dangerously, but it's typical for someone in that age group. But over the past couple of years, she's developed a symptom of a loss of three of her senses. Initially, it was taste, which I heard in a previous call, some of the things to do about that. But also, she's lost her ability to smell. She can't smell odor, or very, very, very little. And now, she tells me she can't seem to sense the temperature outside when she goes out, which makes it difficult to determine what to wear. And she also has the last symptom, which is causing all the major problems, because she will, for whatever reason that we can't figure out, lose her balance and fall. Whether or not her blood sugar seems to be up or down, she just, you know, like an inner ear thing is what I'm thinking it is. But I'm trying to figure out if there's you know, something supplementally that can help, or if there's something else, because, you know, doctors seem to be putting their hands up and nobody seems to know what the heck to do for her.
All right. You know, you called at the right time, because we got two great physicians in the studio. We'll start with Dr. Ron first.
Well, Jack, diabetes, long-term diabetes, has been described as a nutrient-wasting disease. So it's very likely that your mother has multiple nutrient deficiencies going on at this point. Could be some mineral deficiencies, such as zinc, but it could be other things as well. She may have a type of neuropathy. You know, that's the common thing that happens with long-term diabetes. And Dr. Podell's suggestion of alpha-lipoic acid may be something worth a try in her case. But certainly, I would say she's going to need probably a more extensive nutritional workup to really know all the factors at work here with her long-term diabetes.
Yeah, I mean, if I were treating her, I would, just to be sure, I would do an MRI to make sure there's nothing around the pituitary, like such as a benign tumor that's pressing and disrupting the smell and taste. I do agree that likely this is a nerve damage related to the diabetes, but it may well be exacerbated by other factors, particularly nutritional. So I would get a vitamin D level. I would get a zinc level. Certainly, you would get a homocysteine, vitamin B12 level. And there's a variety of nutritionals that you really want to check out, the basics. If it turns out, and you'd want to include the neurologist's consultation on this, if they think this is nerve damage, then there is a literature on diabetic nerve damage that's not perfect, but is fairly interesting, which would be combinations of the lipoic acid, primrose oil, carnitine or acetyl-carnitine, and a variety of other nutritionals that seem to have an effect on our nerves. Vitamin B1, thiamine, for instance.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things would be part of the workup.
Okay, so You see where you need to go, Jack. It's not a simple thing.
Oh, I didn't think it was a simple thing, and I told her as far as her 5 senses are concerned, I'd rather her lose those than the other two.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to keep on the search and get her tested for vitamin D levels and see what kind of zinc she's taking and get her worked up for that and see where we go.
Okay, thanks for that call.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Next we have Bernard from Ulit, Long Island. Hi, Bernard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. My daughter is 44. She's relatively healthy. And a few weeks ago, she started getting all types of symptoms, a rapid pulse. And she went to test for a doctor, and she had hyperthyroid. And they thought it was a case of Graves' disease until he took a scan. And they found out that it's not Graves' disease. It was a virus, 1 out of 100 virus in the thyroid. It might take 6 weeks. It might take 6 months to clear up. She still has a high pulse rate, sweats at night. But the only thing the doctor gave her is a beta blocker. Is there anything that we can use that might help dissipate or get rid of the virus in the thyroid?
Interesting. Whenever we get a tough question, I always look at the medical experts. And Ron, you're the first one.
But I would like to see some testing. But it sure sounds like it could be thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. Or certainly a virus can trip off autoimmune diseases. I would, in addition to the thyroid care, you might want to make sure she gets a vitamin D level, because vitamin D can have an autoimmune modulating effect as well as reducing inflammation. And if it is a virus, it also helps the immune system as well. So that's the one thing that kind of sticks out with my thought process.
He has a good D level. It's up around 40, 45. And she went to a top endocrinologist for the thyroid. So that's the story on that.
Yeah, we don't really know how to slow this down. The virus may be gone, but it has riled things up and caused the body to create antibodies against itself, in effect. The theory is that some of these thyroid antigens look like thyroid. And once the clone of cells gets going against it and transfers against the thyroid, then it isn't a matter of getting rid of the virus. We don't really know how to stop it. It does generally burn itself out. If you can't, then they have to take steps to, in effect, to shut down the thyroid.
Right.
All of which is very doable. It's not a terribly dangerous situation given modern medicine, but it is a tremendous annoyance.
I was just worried about the high pulse rate and sweats at night.
Well, those are because the thyroid is overactive, and that's what the beta blocker is supposed to prevent.
Right.
All right, Bernard.
Thank you very kindly.
You're very welcome. Okay, let's talk to Herb from Princeton, New Jersey.
Hi there.
Hi.
A big conflict. I'm on Coumadin. I have a little bit of, tribulation, whatever. And I was told that I got to avoid, and I'm a very heavy user of green tea. And I was told to avoid green tea because of vitamin K. And now I read a thing on by Andrew Weil saying that that's baloney. You don't need to avoid green tea for vitamin K. So what do you guys think?
I think Andrew Weil is correct. You know, everybody is avoiding things to keep the Coumadin ready, varying too much. But, you know, you should titrate the Coumadin according to your lifestyle. You don't titrate your lifestyle according to the Coumadin.
Yeah.
Okay? You're doing it backwards. So that's what you need to do. You say, this is my lifestyle. I take green tea. I eat broccoli. And I like this and I like that. Now fix my Coumadin.
Yeah. Nurse, as long as you're eating and drinking the same day by day, they can adjust the Coumadin around that. Where you get in trouble is if you're drinking green tea for 3 days in a row and then you're not having it for 3 days in a row, and then the effects of the vitamin K go bouncing all over the place.
Yeah.
So that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah, you see what I'm doing on the green tea is it's a little extra powerful. I'm taking the tinctures, the green tea plus and stuff. And, of course, you know, a couple of dropperfuls is more than just a little cup of green tea. So, and it does vary a little bit. I mean, your point is well taken. I mean, some days, like today, I'll drink, three or four because I've got plenty of time. When I'm in the office, I down to maybe none or one, so that does vary. You're right.
Yeah, and this is why the doctors get nervous, because they'd rather have you take none, and then you know what you're dealing with, than be bouncing all around, because bouncing all around can be dangerous.
Okay, Herb, you know what you need to do.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Yeah, thanks for that call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. We love talking to you. And we need to pause for a short break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Chalom and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke. We'll all be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaro's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaro Formula's Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaro Formulas, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements, and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is on sale at 35% off list. The Full Nature's Way and Sprung Jansen lines are on sale at 30% off. All Solgar Omega-3 fish oil supplements, CoQ10 products, and women's health products are on sale at 40% off list. And there's more. What more? Well, in addition to those items from Solgar that I just mentioned, how about this? Solgar's Ubiquinol, now on sale at one-half price. That's 50% off. Wow. We also have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Country Life, Garden of Life. Well, how do you find out if there's anything else on sale, which there is, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and check on the on sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter, request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog, 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall in Atlanta. We're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And by the way, while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website, www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. And right now, Wilner Chemist has a deal you can't beat on Solgar's Ubiquinol, half price. That's right, Solgar's Ubiquinol is on sale 50% off at Wilner Chemist's. Be smart and stock up now.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Shalom. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And, you know, you're listening to the Wilner Window on either of two stations, WOR News Talk Radio 710 in New York, or WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And our 800 number, 1-800-321-0710, works not only from New York. It works in from Atlanta, Georgia. Also works from Wichita, Kansas, and Tucson, Arizona, and all over the United States.
Yay.
So Anywhere you can listen to the show on the web at www.wilner.com. So you can call from anywhere. Actually, you can call from anywhere on the planet. But we never get those planetary calls.
No.
Okay, let's say hello to Bob from Lynbrook, Long Island.
Righto. I'm a diabetic type 2, and I heard one of the doctors say that he brought his level down to 88, and he was thrilled with it. I can't bring my level down to that. I mean, I do, but then I get the shakes. So I asked my doctor why. He says, well, that's not your level. He said, your level is probably a little bit from 100 to maybe 120, which I feel better at that time. So am I doing wrong by not getting myself down?
Okay, let's get an answer for you. Who's first? Dr. Podell.
I'm first.
Dr. Podell. Okay.
Now, your doctor is correct for the time being. That is, a person, let's say if your blood sugar goes from 150 to 110 or 120, that can develop low blood sugar symptoms. Somebody else might be going from 110, say, to 88, and they wouldn't get symptoms. And I think the idea is that rather than dipping down deeply or suddenly, what we want to do is bring you down slowly, which a lifestyle type choice will do. For instance, if you're simply, let's say, late in eating a meal and your blood sugar drops from, say, 140, 150 to 88, you'll get low blood sugar. But if we can give you the kinds of exercise and diet and nutritional supplements that bring your top one down from 150 to 130 and your average one down, let's say, to 110, then getting you down to the 88 becomes a lot easier. You follow?
Well, okay, there's another one I have. I was telling them that, you know, I was getting spongy feet. And he says, my podiatrist said, well, that's from your diabetes, you're retaining water in your feet. And then he said it's neuropathy also. But I found out that since I've been taking, I just found this out, Nature's Way potassium. I take one pill a day, and I don't seem to have the neuropathy feelings anymore.
Well, I guess they ought to check your potassium level, because if potassium is low, it'll bring out those neuropathy-type feelings. Doesn't mean that you don't have neuropathy. It means that whatever you had was made worse by low potassium. We probably want to check your magnesium. We want to check a variety of vitamins to be sure that you're not marginal on any of those. And they can all tend to bring out what may well still be a latent underlying neuropathic problem, because most people with diabetes will develop some degree of nerve damage.
I see. Okay. Good enough. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for that call. Next, we have Jack from Manalapan, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Jack.
Hi. I was wondering about the pros and cons of phytoplankton.
Okay.
I haven't been able to find much on it on the web or other places that I've been looking.
Yeah. Did you Google it already?
I tried, yes.
Okay. Well, if you Google it, you'll get some information about phytoplankton. They're very, very, very minute sea vegetables, I guess, or sea organisms.
This is the reason why fish oil is high in omega-3, because the small fish eat the phytoplankton, and then the bigger fish eat them, and on up. And so but it starts there with the phytoplankton.
Okay. You know what, Jack? We need to pause for a break, and including a check on traffic. So if you want to stay on the line, we'll finish talking a little bit about phytoplankton after that. You're listening to the Wilner Window. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
Traveling on the New England Thruway southbound side, heading in towards Pelham Parkway, there's an accident. Looks like the right lane's going to be blocked off. Stick with the hutch instead. Throgsnick Expressway southbound side of Phillip Avenue, you also have an accident. That's going to be in the right lane. Across the Hudson River, 30 minutes in from the 95 Express approach at the GW Bridge. Locals, looks like it's a 20-minute delay. All other approaches, though, really not bad. Head there if you can. Lincoln Tunnel, 45 minutes into town. Holland's going to cost you 30 heading into town. Looks like we're backed up about 20 on the outbound side. Traveling in Manhattan, Madison Avenue, 47th to 56th Street closed down. We have a street festival going on. It looks like on the Van Wixom Company between the Union Turnpike and the Belt Parkway. This report is sponsored by Circle BMW and CircleBMW.com. Get your BMW at Circle BMW, Route 36, Eatontown, exit 105 off the Garden State Parkway, CircleBMW.com. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org. Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available, organic resveratrol, from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France. Resveratrol has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Reserve Oz is all-natural, patent-pending manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantees that you will receive the highest levels of purity, quality, and freshness. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reserve Oz will help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Oz Organics. Reserve Oz supplements are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Reserve Oz Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guests, Jack Chalam and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke. And we're here at the Wilner Window answering your phone calls. And Jack, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, phytoplankton is the first stage in the food chain of our oceans. And as Dr. Ron said, you know, that's the food for the smallest fish, and the smallest fish eat the phytoplankton, and then the next fish eat the next fish, and it's one, you know. So what you want to know, what about phytoplankton as a supplement? Is
right.
That your question?
Yes.
Save your money. Okay, it's very it's very expensive, number one. And it's I don't know that it's meant for humans to eat. You know, it's the food that fish are supposed to eat. And once you take away the food from the little fishes don't have food to eat. That's one way to look at it. The second thing is we don't know that you were meant to eat that stuff. You know, it wasn't, you know, you don't go eating microscopic sea plants. How are you going to get them? You know, there's no way that we were meant to eat that stuff.
Well, whales can do it.
Whales can do it. Why can't we do it? That's true.
Well, I don't want to be as big as a whale. But
there you go. So my suggestion is save your money. If you want the benefits of that, there's lots of things you can use. You can take chlorella. You can take spirulina, which are a little higher up on the food chain. You can take the fish oils. You can eat fish. That's the way to do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Next, we have Jan from Newton, New Jersey. Hi, Jan.
Yes, hi. I have a question about vitamin K. I have a very high blood platelet count, and I'm concerned about taking vitamin K because of the clotting factor problem. I've been trying to find that information out, and somehow I get contradicting information.
Well, we're going to uncontradict you.
Okay. Yeah, as far as I understand the literature, taking more vitamin K does not make your blood more likely to clot. Having too little vitamin K may make it more likely to bleed. So the only time that you worry about getting vitamin K, which is in all those vegetables and fruits and stuff that's, I'm sure about fruits, but the vegetables for sure, with all the good stuff, if you're taking something like a Coumadin, which acts by blocking vitamin K, okay, but just taking the vitamin K will not make you more likely to clot. And how high is your platelet count?
Well, without the medication, it was up in the high 900 million or whatever.
Yeah, so that's high, and there is a risk of clotting from that. But, well, you should ask your hematologist, and maybe he sees some literature that I don't. As best as I can see, taking the vitamin K does not make you more likely to clot.
Right. They don't know. I've been asking. Now, I take the hydroxyurea, and it brings it down to about 700.
Yeah, and that's considered to be a relatively safe level.
Great. So I can take supplements that have vitamin K in them.
Yes.
And it would not affect the clotting problem.
As far as anything I've seen, that's correct.
Wonderful. Now, I do have another question about, is there anything around, either on the net or in book form, that lists the vitamin or the different supplements as far as the minimum and maximum that you should be taking? Because I take a lot of supplements. I kind of like to add them
sure.
together.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we have books at Wilner's about you know, vitamins and stuff like that. And if you look on the label of the vitamins, it'll tell you what 100% of the daily requirement is. We don't go by that because you know, some of them are extremely low.
Right.
And most of the supplements or the vitamins that you take are water soluble. So usually if you do get a little too much, you urinate it out. Some of the supplements, vitamins A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K, are fat-soluble, and some of those get stored. So there is more a possibility of a problem with the fat-soluble vitamins, but you know, all the nutrition people are aware of that, and they don't put you in that type of situation, Dr. Ron.
But I do take a lot of supplements, and
then you need to have somebody guide you there. Okay, either you know, you can talk to us at Wilner Chemists or your nutrition professional, whoever's guiding you, or your nutritionist, whatever. But you need to have that type of guidance so that they can look at the different things and make sure you're not getting too much of anything because of the combination products you're taking.
Jan, I'm Dr. Ron Henninghockey, and my boss, when he first started doing nutritional medicine, he found that by measuring nutrient levels, it takes the guesswork out. And because we find that there's so much biochemical individuality, and we're finding this now with vitamin D, that you cannot really set an exact amount that everyone should take because there's quite a bit of variation, and that has come about because doctors are now measuring that level. So I think as more and more nutrient levels are measured, we'll get a better feel for what types of maximums and minimums are out there for most people.
The reason I started being concerned is I saw on the selenium that it says I should not go over 400 micrograms, is it?
Micrograms, correct.
Right, and I know that with the different supplements I'm taking, I'm sure it's going over 400. So I started cutting back on it.
Well, that's the reason why you should have someone guide you in this. Okay, if you're not having your blood levels done or anything like that, you know, you need to have somebody guide you who knows what they're doing, and that's what we do at Wilner Chemists.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jan, thanks for calling. Rudy from Trenton, New Jersey, you're also live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
My blood sugar and my pressure, my sugar is running an average in the 200. And my pressure is around 150 to 170. But my concern is with my sugar. And there's a book you mentioned in the first 1 hour. I didn't catch the name of that book for blood sugar protocol. Could you help me in terms of what to do?
This is Dr. Ron Henninghoff again. Jack Chalam and I have written a book called Stop Prediabetes Now. And we are aiming it at people that are starting to become diabetic, but the exact same recommendations for prediabetes hold true for diabetes as well. And it is not a specific diet, but it's dietary guidelines that will help you make better food choices.
Well, my food choices is not bad compared to what I hear, but I still have I'm on 6 medication, and I'm having a hard time just getting my sugar down even to 120. I've never been down to 120 in 5 years. It's between 140 and 170, the top number. The bottom number is in the 70s.
That's blood pressure. Is that blood pressure or sugar?
The sugar.
Part of the reason we wrote the book is because the further people get into type 2 diabetes, the more irreversible it can become. And we're trying to get the message out that people become aware of the importance of monitoring blood sugar before they become resistant in type 2 diabetes.
So what do you suggest that I could do to probably help me bring my sugar down?
Well, PGX is a very good soluble fiber. You have to use it very slowly, but fiber is one of the better ways of a non-pharmacological method of helping stabilize blood sugar fluctuations.
Okay, PGX is a product that's made by Natural Factors. We have it at Wilner Chemists, or you're out in Trenton, New Jersey, they might have it in one of the health food stores near you. Okay, thanks for that call, Rudy. Let's see, who's next? Ellen from Pearl River, New York.
Oh, hi, doctors. I'm an 86-year-old who is having a problem with my fingernails, and I heard somewhere that it could be a mineral deficiency. Is that so, and what would I take to help them grow and be strong?
Okay, it's definitely possible it could be a mineral deficiency, but as Dr. Honninghacke would say, why do you have a mineral deficiency? And that's probably because you're not absorbing your minerals. But at 86 years old, I guess that's not too unusual. But I'll just give you some things that you might use. There's a product called BioSil, which is a liquid silica product. It's actually ortho-silicic acid. And you take about 10 drops a day, you put it in some juice and drink it down, and it's very, very efficient at getting the silica, which doesn't absorb very well. It's an efficient way of getting the silica into the body, and it'll help not only your nails, it'll help your hair, it'll help the lining of your blood vessels. It's very, very good. Anything you would want to add?
The other thing you could check into, Ellen, some of the integrative doctors do a test called the Heidelberg test, where you swallow a special capsule that it's a telemetry unit that measures your stomach pH. And we find a lot of people, as they grow older, they become what's called hypochlorhydric. They don't make enough stomach acid in order to break down the foods and release the minerals. And so that might be a worthwhile thing to look into as well.
Okay, because as I said at the outset, that's probably why you're not absorbing your minerals, because you're not solubilizing them when you eat them, and you do that partially with the hydrochloric acid in the stomach.
Okay, so this last thing that he mentioned, Heidelberg capsules, where would I get those?
That's a test that a doctor. That, you know, there are not too many doctors who do it. You need
to go to Germany.
Or Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of doctors who may do it. I don't know how easily it'll be to find someone in our area anyway. But if you ask around somewhere upstate New York, there's a gentleman up in Suffern, New York. His name is Dr. Schachter, Dr. Michael Schachter.
Michael Schachter.
And his center might be doing it up in Suffern, New York.
Okay, I know where that is. Okay. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All righty. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Okay, and I think it's time to take a last break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Dr. Jack Shallum will be back after these messages.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. You'll love it. Stevie Wonder.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Chalom. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And getting back to the phones, Chuck from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window. Hello, Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just recently went through a round of IV antibiotics in the hospital, and I've been given oral antibiotics to continue at home. And I'd like to find out what would be the best type of probiotic to be taking with this.
Okay, at this point in time, there are many, many probiotic formulas. Nature's Way has the Primodophilus line of probiotics. Jarrow has Jarrowdophilus. Solgar has some nice probiotic formulas, as do just about all the companies. Any one of them would be fine. In your particular case, I'd suggest one of the ones that are refrigerated. Those usually are a little more potent. I would take, if you want to take one of the Primodophilus ones, the Primodophilus Intensive is a good one. That's a high-potency one. Just take one a day, but take it as far away from the probiotic as you can, from the antibiotic as you can.
Right.
All right, that's what I would suggest.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure enough, Chuck. Okay, Jen from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Thanks for taking my call. We've been listening to you since you first came on the air, and we order all our vitamins from you.
All right, we love you already.
Is there any danger in taking melatonin on a nightly basis for sleep?
No.
No.
That's the quick answer.
5 milligrams under the tongue?
Does it give you excessive dreaming?
No.
That's about the worst thing I've heard of.
Yeah, some people say they wake up and they're drowsy when they wake up.
Oh, no.
All right, if it's doing the job, 5 milligrams is okay. Usual dose is about 3, but if you need 5, that's fine.
Because in one of the books on prescriptions for natural natural remedies, it says that the doctor says you should take it under supervision and don't take it for a long term, only short term use. So I didn't know if there was any problem with that.
It's been around as a supplement probably for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any danger there.
I think we don't know of anything bad about it, but I think what happens is when no one's done, let's say, taking 10,000 people and followed them for 20 years taking melatonin, so that writers who are quite properly will put in a caution saying, we don't know for sure, and then they'll punt it to the doctor, who will also say, we don't know for sure. But as far as we know at this point, it would seem to be safe.
It's not like a regular hormone, getting like taking progesterone or anything.
No.
And one other question, what is good for a mind that races?
What is good for a mind that races?
Yeah.
You're talking about when you put your head down on the pillow?
Yes.
We had a symposium yesterday, and one of the speakers was Mitch Coven. And Mitch says the best thing for that is kava kava. It's an herb.
Kava kava.
Kava. Kava. Well, kava kava is what they call
it. Take them both.
Or just one kava or two kavas. It's the same thing.
Better than GABA.
GABA is also an inhibitory neurotransmitter. GABA is probably something else that would work, yeah.
Uh-huh. Either one.
Either one.
Okay, thanks so much for your show. Listen to it every Sunday.
All right, thanks for listening.
Sure.
All right, let's try John from Newark, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
And it's always great information on Sundays. Thank you very much for the help.
You're very welcome.
I want to take more fish. What is this thing with mercury? We always hear that fish are loaded with mercury. Where does this mercury come from? Are the oceans all that polluted? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Is this something found naturally?
No. The oceans do have mercury. It's ubiquitous these days, almost everywhere, not everywhere. And it tends to accumulate in the larger fish. Okay, so the larger the fish, probably the more mercury it's going to have. Tuna's a large fish. Swordfish is a large fish. So that's where you find the most mercury. A smaller fish like sardines, probably less mercury. If you want to try and get something which has the least mercury, you want to get Alaskan salmon. Alaskan salmon is probably the cleanest fish you're going to get. All right? This is Alaskan salmon. Make sure it's Alaskan. You don't want Atlantic salmon. You don't want farm-raised salmon. If you're concerned about the mercury, it's the Alaskan
and
salmon.
Who sells Alaskan salmon?
Pardon me?
I'm asking Arnie.
Oh, you go to any place that has Alaskan salmon. Fish places? As long as... By the way, all the canned salmon that you get says Alaskan on the can. Canned salmon is wonderful. Okay, believe it or not. There's very few canned foods are good. Canned salmon is good.
Okay.
A lot of halibut comes from Alaska as well. So I would imagine the halibut also, even though it's a big fish, is probably okay as far as mercury goes.
So what are your prescriptions against mercury intake? How much fish should we limit ourselves to every week?
There are internet sites that kind of guide you on that. If you Google mercury in fish, you'll get a lot of help along that line. But it depends upon it. Do you have amalgams? Do you get regular vaccinations? You know, do you live close to a coal factory? All these things can impact your mercury load in your body.
So do you recommend getting tested for mercury? Is there some kind of test for that?
Yeah, they have tests. They use, what do you guys use?
We do a DMSA challenge test to check for mercury.
Yeah, there's doctors in the city who do that. If you're interested, give us a call at the store sometime tomorrow afternoon, 1-800-633-1106. We'll be able to point you to a doctor who'll be able to do the DMSA challenge and get a measure of your mercury.
I would add one thing to that, and this is something I learned from Dr. Gary Gordon and some toxicologists. If you're consuming enough selenium, selenium is an essential dietary mineral. Selenium locks up the mercury. It may still be in your body, but it basically renders it inert. And you can, if you're taking a multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement, there will be selenium in that. You can also eat maybe a dozen Brazil nuts every day, and you'll get a fair amount of selenium in that.
Yeah, and a lot of garlic has selenium in it, and as do the you know, things like asparagus and stuff like that. So that's Jack is pointing out, that's another way that you can go. Something else that also is detoxifying is one of the green foods. It's called chlorella. Chlorella will tend to tie up some of the heavy metals as well. So chlorella is a good one of those green food things that can be very helpful in that way, John, if you're interested in doing that.
So chlorella, selenium, and garlic are good protections against any kind of mercury poisoning.
Well, it just helps to sort of bind it up and keep it in check. Okay, John.
How much fish do you limit yourself to?
Okay, John. I'm sorry. We have to end the call. We got some things we had to do now. Okay, now you're going to hear a little bit about Zyflamend, which is a nice product from New Chapter.
What is inflammation. Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, we're coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, a 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, I'd like to thank our guest, Jack Chalom, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke. Thank you so much for being guests today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Ernie.
Anytime. And thanks to the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company, who sponsored Jack and Dr. Ron joining us today. We'll be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock, same time, same stations. Please join us.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.